Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hi, folks. You're very welcome back to the Irish Country Living Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Donahue. For this week's guest, we're heading to Northern Ireland. It's Saoirse McClelland. Saoirse is a farmer and a teacher. Saoirse has a fair few counties now hitting Northern Ireland at this stage. She's from Armagh herself. Her partner, Aidan, is from Tyrone, and they are currently living in County Derry. So that is, yeah, half the counties in Northern Ireland hit there. Saoirse grew up on a beef farm herself, but when she was younger, she didn't actually have that much interest in the farm. None of her peers were into farming. But that all changed when she met Aidan. At the start of lockdown, they moved up to his farm in Draperstown in County Derry. They renovated the old farmhouse there. They started farming together, and Saoirse really took to the farming life, I suppose you could say. So this is her story, and I hope you enjoy. Saoirse, how are you keeping? Thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Anne. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you very, very much. How was your day?
Oh yeah, grand. It's Friday, so another week of school done. So just looking forward to the weekend.
Are you back long, Saoirse?
Yeah, we were back last week in every day, and then this week the pupils didn't come back till Wednesday. So we've only had them in 3 days, but so back again Monday.
And Saoirse, tell us all what part of the world you're in today.
I'm actually in Draperstown, which is in Derry. It's kind of like on the border of Derry and Tyrone. So we just moved here just over a year ago. So I'm living up there.
And that's you and your partner Aidan, is it?
Yeah, Aidan. He's originally from Greencastle, which is Tyrone, but his farm is here in Draperstown, so that's why we decided to move here, so we're closer to the farm.
So you've a fair few counties hit there between Armagh, Tyrone and Derry.
I know, you're right. We don't know where we are.
And was it during the lockdown last year you moved up, Saoirse?
Yeah, we moved up here in March 2020, so just when lockdown started. So I finished school while school was closed, so we were doing learning from home. So we weren't actually meant to move up here until the summer of 2020, but then because of lockdown, we just thought, sure, might as well move up, get things done to the house, I'll be here. So we did that, and it worked out well because we did get lots done. So we moved then, and then, yeah, haven't looked back.
And what are you farming there, Saoirse?
What, sorry?
What are you farming there?
So we have sheep and beef cattle.
Did you start that up from fresh last March?
No, Aidan always did farm, but then whenever we moved up, then it just meant that we were here more, you know, be able to farm more because we're here, and it was less traveling for Aidan, so I'm sure he was happy that I was able to come along and give him a hand.
I'm sure he was. You're doing a bit of work to the house there as well, are you?
Yeah, we did. This is Aidan's home house, or his granny's house. So she lived here, and then his uncle lived here, and then his uncle passed away in 2019. So then Aidan and his uncle would have farmed together. So I think Aidan missed that obviously not having him there. So it just made sense for us to move up here, just because then Aidan was able to be closer to the farm, because he would have had to. So he works in Belfast mostly. So he would have traveled from Belfast down to Draper's Town, and then maybe even sometimes to Armagh to see me. So it was a lot of traveling for him. So that's why we kind of decided, well, sure, we'll do the house up, and two of us will move there, and then we're closer to the farm. So yeah, it's worked out well now. So he's less driving to do, and I have more driving to do.
Yeah, you kind of eat it out there somewhere in the middle. You're taking the reins for a while.
I got the short straw.
And you've documented a lot about the house on an Instagram page. What's the handle, Saoirse?
It's Life at Bankron Road. So Bankron Road is the road we live on. So it started off as a home renovation page, like a home renovation account. I kind of, you know, just doing work around the house, and just was kind of sending pictures to my friends, to my family, and just showing them. And then I kind of thought, God, maybe I'm boring them a wee bit, you know, send them too much. But I just was obviously just proud of all the stuff that we were doing. So then I seen other accounts on Instagram, and then I was always looking at what they were doing and different things. And then I just thought, well, sure, I might as well create my own account. And then I made it, but then I kind of was a wee bit nervous to like show anybody, especially people I knew, because you know, you're kind of putting yourself out there, showing everyone into your home, you know, kind of your own business. So I didn't really tell anyone for a good couple of months maybe, and then obviously the people I knew started to see it. So then you got nervous because you're going, oh God, I can't keep this a secret any longer, I'm gonna have to tell them it's me, kind of thing. So yeah, then I just kind of started telling more of my friends and family, you know, oh, I have this account, you know, if you want to follow it and see what I'm doing, because instead of me Snapchatting and sending pictures, so if they wanted to look at it, at least they can go on and look at it. So then yeah, I started that, did that for about a year maybe, and then because we kind of came into lambing, then I just started to show more of it, and then it kind of just went from there, kind of just was putting up more farming stuff rather than home renovation, because we kind of finished with the home renovation. So then it's kind of just stuck with the farming now. So I think it's been great, and like people get to see what I'm up to, you know, like people, you know, obviously my friends and family from Armagh don't realize, you know, it is an hour away, but they don't actually, you know, see what's going on. So it's a nice way for them to see what's happening without me having to message a million people.
And I suppose whether it's home renovation or whether it's farming, is it nice to be able to, I suppose, see what other people are doing in similar areas?
Yeah, exactly. And it's nice to see even, you know, even down south and even over in England, like you see just different farms and learning from them and what they do, and maybe even, you know, just different things that you could try. And I'd be maybe even suggesting things to Aidan, and, you know, he'd be like to me, oh, you know, go on and see what such and such is doing, you know, just to get ideas. So it is good. Like, I don't know what really you would do otherwise, you know, I mean, I suppose you could look on the internet and maybe YouTube and stuff, but it is nice because you'd be messaging people from like all around the world, you know, getting ideas and stuff. So no, Daphne has helped me.
And are you farming at home in Armagh as well, the folks, Saoirse?
Well, my daddy's a beef farmer, so him and my brother farm together. So no, I wouldn't really be involved in that farm. They've kind of just can't believe that I'm actually farming here in Draper's Town. They're kind of a bit raging that I'm not as involved as like they probably wish I was. So yeah, it's new to them as well. So they're kind of, you know, can't believe what I'm doing up here.
Had you an interest when you were growing up on the farm in Armagh?
Not really. I might have went through phases, you know, maybe wanting to do a bit of farming, and then kind of, nah, you know, none of my friends would have farmed. It wasn't really, you know, the thing to do. You know, I was probably like the only one in my primary school, maybe even secondary school, like out of my friends that would have kind of grew up on a farm. I mean, there might have been obviously people, but not that anyone that I would have been friendly with. So it's not that like I had somebody there that kind of understood the farm, like living on a farm, because obviously at my home house, we live on a farm. So, you know, people didn't really understand that, and obviously, you know, didn't really like farms and stuff. So then I didn't think it was cool, you know, obviously all that. But I was young, and then obviously just none of my friends even growing up were into farming. And then it wasn't until I met Aidan, and obviously he was a farmer, so kind of got into that. So yeah, you would say it was probably eating that got me into farming. Maybe I didn't have a choice, but.
And when you were in school, would you ever imagine that you would be doing this much farming or be so involved in the farm?
I'd probably not, no. I mean, I don't think so. I think I might have said to my mama, you know, I'll definitely not marry a farmer, you know, because obviously I went from a farming background and wasn't really that fussed in it. And then obviously then here I am. So no, I definitely didn't think I would. But no, I do. I really enjoy it. I do love it.
And what's life like for you, I suppose, day to day there? Because obviously you're both working and keeping the farm and everything going. I'm sure there's lots going on.
Yeah, so some people do think that, like, even Aidan's a full-time farmer, or even myself, but no, we're both part-time farmers, so we both work, like, we both leave here around 6:30, 7 in the mornings, and then don't be back until maybe 6 in the evenings, so it is really just farming in the evenings whenever we can, and then the weekends. So it's just really, Aidan kind of would focus more on the cattle, and I would kind of be more with the sheep. I mean, obviously he does help out with the sheep as well, but I kind of, my job would be just to keep checking on the sheep just to make sure everything's all right, and then he would kind of work on the cattle, so we kind of have to share them jobs about in the evenings, and then obviously the weekends. And then we both play sport as well. He plays football, I play camogie, so whenever we have that on the evenings, we have to do each other's jobs. But yeah, he's very busy, so sometimes we're not until about 9 or 10 at night and then up again the next morning.
But I suppose even though it's very busy, do you like the life so far, Saoirse?
Okay, do, yeah, it's definitely it's kept me busy, even especially during lockdown. Do you know, I'm glad that I had that. I mean, I'm sure people that don't live in like the countryside or live on farms, maybe I don't know how I would have coped just staying in a house kind of thing all day. So I'm definitely glad that I had that to go out to, you know, just to clear your head. You know, I think it's definitely good for your mental health just to kind of get out there and work with animals and just have something to do, you know, during the day. And then so I'm just kind of glad that I still have that in the evenings, that I can do my work and stuff and then come home and another job to do. So I don't mind it, yeah.
And do you think farming is attractive, an attractive thing to get into for young couples like yourselves?
Well, I'd say probably with lockdown, people probably wish that they did have that. You know, that probably, you know, I'd say, and I know people do be like messaging me and stuff and saying, you know, they would love this lifestyle and, you know, it must be so nice where I live and just to have that, you know, the farm and to be able to just be living in the countryside. So I know people that they might find that side of it attractive because obviously, you know, they kind of wish they had that. But I wouldn't really know that many couples that would farm together like myself and Aidan as much. But I definitely think that maybe more people would, if they could, they would have this lifestyle. I suppose we're lucky enough to be able to do this. So I'd say maybe more people wish they could. But I mean, it's not for everybody, obviously. But if they did have the chance, I'd say they would enjoy it.
And you're driving over and back because your school is in Armagh.
In Armagh, yeah.
So how long does it take you to drive every day, Saoirse?
It takes me an hour, just roughly about an hour every day to Armagh. And then the evenings, maybe a wee bit longer just because of traffic. So it's not too bad of a drive, but so it's an hour to Armagh, and then where I'm from in Graham Moors, it would be like an extra 10 minutes. So if I was to go home, then it's like an hour and 10 minutes.
And is your camogie club still in Armagh?
Yeah, it's just outside Armagh. So as I said, it's about an hour and 10 minutes. It's at Mary's Graham Moor. So I just train there a couple of nights a week. So I would, if I'm obviously working in Armagh, and then I just go then home to my mummy's and stay there and then go to training. And then sometimes I would stay there that night. It just saves me driving an extra hour. So I just stay over and then go to work the next morning. So it's not too bad. At least I have that.
And you weren't tempted to move the camogie up to Derry or anything, you were saying?
No, not tempted. I know people do be saying that, slagging me and stuff, but
club is club.
I think when you've been playing for a club for that long, I mean, it'd be very hard to move. So no, I don't mind it. I mean, I'm doing okay so far, so hopefully it keeps going.
And Sarah, when did you start playing camogie?
I started playing camogie when I was really young, probably around just early primary age. I've played camogie my whole life.
Are you happy that you've kept it up all these years? Something good to be involved in?
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm so glad that I did stick at it. I mean, I know you go through like a period in your life where you kind of, you know, you're not know where you're going, but I'm glad that I did stick with camogie. I did live out in London for a year as well, and I actually joined a camogie team out there. So I was glad to have that as well to keep me going, so I wasn't out of camogie for too long. And then obviously when I finished in London, then went back to Graymore. But I did play football as well, ladies football for Graymore. But then obviously moving to Drooperstown, it was going to be far too much. I might as well have said Norma. So I had to give one up. So unfortunately I had to give up the football.
And I suppose just coming back to the farm for a second, Sarah, if there are any other young couples like yourselves getting into farming or obviously taking on a farm, would you have any advice for them in particular?
Well, young couples, I'd say make sure you be patient with your other half. Definitely it can test your relationship, moving sheep and cattle. I mean, I know that's for everybody, but just make sure that you don't take everything to heart, that you're there to just look after the animals and to make sure everything goes well. I know
that couples young and old, Saoirse, not just young.
I know. Well, older as well. But it can cause some rows, but as long as you don't take it too serious and just enjoy it. I suppose it's just another thing to spend time like with your other half. It is a good, you know, thing to have. But I think I just enjoy it, and if the two of you like it and love for it, then just keep going.
Perfect. Well, Saoirse, thank you very much for coming on with me today and speaking all about your farm and all the rest of it. I really appreciate it.
No, you're no worries. Thank you very much for having me on.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.